Chapter 10. Kay and Gerda go home. Kay and Gerda ran out of the Snow Queen's palace and through the icy garden. Wherever the two children went, the snow stopped falling and the sun started to shine. Soon, Kay and Gerda came to the palace gates. There they had a surprise. The reindeer was waiting for them.
"Here is some milk," he said. "You have a long way to go."
So Kay and Gerda drank the milk quickly.
"Thank you," they said.
"I have come to take you home," the reindeer told them. "You can both ride on my back."
So Kay and Gerda climbed onto the reindeer's back and they set off for home. Soon they arrived at the house of the woman from Finland.
"Oh, good, you found your friend," she said to Gerda. "Hello, little Kay."
The woman gave the children some dinner. She also gave some hay to the reindeer. Then it was time to leave.
"Have a good journey," cried the woman. "And say hello to my friend in Lapland."
The woman from Lapland was happy to see them too.
"Come in and sit by my fire," she said. "You are still a long way from home."
They all sat by the fire, and the children told the woman from Lapland their stories. Then the woman gave them some new clothes and some food.
"We must go now," said Gerda. "Thank you for everything."
Gerda and Kay travelled all day and all night until they came to the robber's house. There they saw the robber's child. She was riding on a golden horse.
"That's one of the horses that pulled my golden carriage," thought Gerda.
The robber's child rode up to them.
"It's good to see you again, Gerda," she said. "And is this Kay? Your friend loves you very much, Kay. She made a long journey to find you."
"I know," said Kay. "I will never forget what she did for me."
"We must go home now," Gerda told the robber's child.
"Thank you. We will never forget you."
Then Kay and Gerda left the reindeer with the robber's child and set off again. At last they came to their town and to Kay's grandmother's house. Kay and Gerda hugged and kissed the old woman. Then they sat down and told her their stories. They told her about their new friends, the raven, the reindeer, the women from Lapland and Finland. They told her about the robber's child and the princess. But they soon forgot all about the Snow Queen and her cold, empty palace. Later, Kay and Gerda went outside into the rose garden. Above their heads, the sky was blue. The roses were growing and birds were making their nests. It was spring. The long, cold winter was over.